Good morning, boys and girls. So nice to see each and every one here this morning. Looks like we start a little bit early. I wasn't sure exactly whether I was early or late, but I guess we're a minute early. But that's okay, because we want to sing some songs. We're going to leave it up to you to make the choices. And this is a nice hymn sheet. I don't know if I ever sang off a sheet like this. This looks brand new. It says, "Let's sing about Jesus." Hymn sheet. I like that. But you know, we're here not to only sing about Jesus, but we are here to sing unto Jesus, to sing unto the Lord. And so as we sing these songs, let's think about that. We're here singing about Jesus. And we are here, we can sing for our parents, for our friends. But most importantly, we're here to sing unto the Lord. So let's think about that while we sing these songs. Now, did I see a hand? Yes. Stand. Number 16. Salvation is a big word. Salvation is a big word. I am not too small to know Christ. I am not too great. I sing to save us all. For when a sinner dies, sin is taken from his sin. The Savior comes and he sent joy to God with heart within. Let's remember, we're singing unto the Lord, and He's listening. And you know, children's praises delight His ear. He loves to hear the children singing unto Him. So, we're on number 16, the last verse. Salvation is off to a good start. Anybody else have a number? Now, that was a boy. How about a girl? Do I have a girl that has a choice? Yes. Five. Number five. Around the throne of God in heaven. Thank you. very nice. Who else has a number? Okay, now that was a girl, wasn't it? Yes, Simon. Which one? Three. Okay. Number three. A message came from heaven. Was a boy. Do we have another girl who has a choice? Yes. Number one. Number one. This is a story song. A true story. Does anybody know where in the Bible we read this story? A true story that we're going to sing about. Anybody know? Yes? It's in the Gospels. That's good. Now, can you be a little more specific? Do we know what book it's in? Yes? It's in Luke. And you add 1 to 18, what do you got? 18 plus 1. 19, that's right. Luke 19. A little man by the name of Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. And he really wanted to see him. And so he was willing to climb up into a tree. And I hope that's why we're here today. Because we want to see Jesus. There were some men, they were called Greeks, and they came up to a feast, and they said, we would see Jesus. They wanted to see Jesus too. Jesus was on their mind. Now, what's on your mind today? Is it Jesus? Jesus was on the mind of Zacchaeus. And so let's sing about Zacchaeus and what he did in order to see Jesus. Number one, a certain man who lived in days of old, though he was rich, he felt his need of something more. Something, and I'm not trying to change the song, but where we live, we add a line to the chorus. Does anybody know the line that we add to the chorus? What's that? That's right. We add that line, and that you're on your way to heaven. So maybe when we sing the rest of the song, when we come to the chorus, let's sing, to know your sins are all forgiven and that you're on your way to heaven. Is something more than gold. So, number one, and I believe we're on verse 3. He climbed a tree so that he might be bold, that blessed one with power be given something more than gold. Oh, yes, oh, yes, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven, and after on your way to heaven, something more than gold. Let's do one more, and okay, yes, which one? 19. All right, number 19. What can wash away my sin? That's a very nice hymn sheet. I like those songs, and I trust you like them too. Does anybody know an action song that we could sing? It might be nice to do an action song. Let's just set these sheets aside for the moment. Action song, yes.
I may never march in infantry.
What's that one?
I may never march in infantry.
Okay, how many know this one? I may never march in the infantry. Now, that's one that I do not know. So, Would two or three be willing to come up here and do the actions and help lead this song? Is there anybody that knows it well enough to come and help us out up front? Okay. Good. All right, we got one here. Anybody else? We could use probably a couple more. In fact, anybody that wants to come up to the front and do the actions and help us sing this song, just come right on up, okay? If you really know the actions. Okay. Now just face the audience here. And, wow, this is... I think this is the song that I should be knowing. Okay. Now, boys and girls, I'm going to stand back here, and I want you to do the actions, and who's going to start the song? You start it? Good. Here we go. Thank you very much. I really enjoyed that. That was good. Well, perhaps we're going to take time to pray, and we're going to ask the Lord's help today. I believe He's helped us to sing the songs. It was very nice. And now we'll ask Him to help us with the rest of this little Sunday school. So let's pray. Okay, who's going to say a verse today? Do you have anybody that's say a verse for us? Oh, I see a lot of hands going. So let's see. I guess we'll start here.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, Timothy, his soul brother. From all the saints and faithful brethren which are at Colossae. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right.
Thank you. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God and Timotheus, our brother, peace be unto you. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians. 1, 2, 1 and 2.
Thanks, Sam. Very good. Anybody else?
You don't have to say.
There is no difference for all of sin and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:22 and 23.
Thank you very much. You know, this little black box is amazing. Talking to this little fox, everybody can hear. I mean, this is a little fox.
Romans 3:22 and 23. There is no difference for all of sin to come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:22 and 23.
Very good.
Romans 3:22 and 23. There is no difference.
Well,
has sinned to be short of the glory of God, Romans 3:22 and 23.
Very good.
Proverbs 15, 1 to 4. A soft answer turneth away the wrath, the grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of the foolish thereof poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and also the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a bridge in the spirit. Proverbs 15, 1 to 4.
Thank you. Very nice. Very good.
Psalm 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. But there is no difference, for all sin will come short of the glory of God.
You want to? Okay. There's no difference. For all of sin. Come short. Of the glory of God. Very good. I know Ed already knows it, but I heard it say it last week.
Thank you.
Very good, Evan. Very good. Good and better. Good. Mom?
Romans 3:22 and 23. There is no difference, for all have come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:22 and 23.
Thank you.
Romans 3:22 and 23. There is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:22 and 23.
Romans 3:22 and 23. There is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:22 and 23.
Romans 3:22 and 23. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:22 and 23.
Thank you very much.
Romans 3:22 and 23. There is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:22 and 23.
Thank you very much. That was lovely. Now, anybody else that we're missing here? Okay, I guess I'd put this back on because you're supposed to be listening each week now. But they're so nice to hear you boys and girls talking, giving the verse like that. Well, you know, that there is no difference, kind of depressing. But, you know, later on in Romans, those words are repeated. But this time it says, there is no difference, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And that's so wonderful to realize that no matter who you are, God wants to make you rich. He wants to bless you. He wants to save your soul. He wants to make you happy. And he can, because he is a wonderful God. Now, our time is running out, but I'm going to take time for this. It's not really the subject or the story I was going to tell you, but I'd like to do this. Who here thinks they can jump really well? Do we have anybody that can jump? Anybody that's a high jumper? Okay. Well, at least you're honest. It's a good thing. One time I saw three children, and they said they could jump. They were high jumpers. And so they got up in front, and the man that was talking, he said, "All right, I would like you to jump and touch the ceiling. So, the first one jumped quite high, never touched the ceiling. The second one jumped, never touched the ceiling. And the third one jumped, never touched the ceiling. And there was one that jumped higher than all the rest, but never touched the ceiling. And that made quite an impression on me to realize that there are people that are trying to get to heaven by their own effort, by doing good deeds. Now, good deeds, we can be thankful for good deeds, but they will never save your soul. We really need to look outside of ourselves and put our faith in the Lord Jesus. And He is the one that can save. Because the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, yourself included. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that name is Jesus. And He's given among the boys and girls. And He is the one that we want to speak about here today. We already sang about Him. Now we want to speak about Him. Now last night, Mr. House, he spoke about miracles. And it was very good. He spoke about miracles that Jesus did in the book of Luke. And some of those miracles had to do with the healing of the body. And you know, Luke was a what? You recall what he said last night? What was it? Yes, he was a doctor. He was a medical doctor. And so he recorded things that often had to do with healing. Now I'm thinking today about another miracle, and it's not recorded in any other gospel than the gospel of Matthew. Because Matthew was one who collected taxes. And this has to do with collecting taxes. It could be. Does anybody have any idea what miracle I'm thinking about? I don't see any hands up. Well, I think we're going to turn to it in the Bible. This is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, Matthew chapter 17, and verse 24. It's a miracle. And when I read this story, this is a true story, I say to myself, I want to be associated with the Lord Jesus, who could do something like this. I want to be His friend, because He's so wonderful that He can do something that nobody else can do. It's an impossibility for anybody else, but He can do it because of who He is. He is Jesus. And you know, the Lord Jesus, He performed many miracles, but He never did any miracles to make life easier for Himself. And that's something to think about. He could have had an easy life here in this world by doing miracles in order to make life easy. But rather than that, we find that He was tired, He was hungry, He didn't even have a house to call His own. He said, the foxes, they got their dens, the birds of the air, they got their nests, but the Son of Man, He has nowhere to lay His head. And you know, the Lord Jesus, it tells us at the death of Lazarus, He was weeping. He wept. He chose to trouble Himself in order to show to Mary and Martha and the others that were gathered there, they were in mourning. And he wanted to sympathize with them. So, I will say this. Why is it that the Lord Jesus performed miracles? Not to make life easy for himself. What do you think? Yeah, that's good. To make life easier for others. He had others on his mind. First of all, he had his Father on his mind. He could say, I do always those things that please the Father, but he also wanted to help others. That was a good answer. And you know, the Lord Jesus also, he did miracles so that people could see who he is, so that he could show his power and glory. And even though he did these impossible things, as far as human art is concerned, he loved and he wanted to show people that who he is, not only man, but God. And even though he did these things, people rejected him. So I hope there's nobody in that category here today. So we're going to read this little story here. And it says in verse 24, when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, does not your master pay tribute? And he said, yes. Peter, he wanted his master to appear as though he was like everybody else, and he paid his taxes, his tribute. But you know what? The Lord Jesus, he is different than everybody else. And I understand this tribute or this tax was a little bit of money that was collected in order to maintain the temple, which was the house of God in Jerusalem. And back in Exodus, we read about how they were to give a half a shekel. Now, that's not a lot of money, but a half a shekel. And so this tribute was collected to help take care of the expenses of the temple. Now, it tells us here that Peter went into the house. So he answered the question without asking Jesus. And he just sometimes seemed to talk off the top of his head. And he said things that weren't really appropriate. And I think we all fall into that category at times. You know, we say things that really we wish perhaps we hadn't said. But you know, when he went into the house, it tells us here that the Lord Jesus prevented or anticipated, he knew he was coming. And he said, what thinkest thou, Simon, of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers? The fact is, the Lord Jesus, he owned the temple. You know, in Matthew's gospel, we read about the Lord Jesus as the king and the king's son. And for that reason, he didn't really have to pay anything. He didn't have to pay taxes. He didn't have to pay tribute. But I think Peter wanted to appear as, you know, a good Jew, but let's read what happens next. Peter, he gave the correct answer. And Jesus said, whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers? Peter said unto him, of strangers. Jesus said unto him, then are the children free. Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus never had to pay tax. He never had to pay tribute, like everybody else, because of who he was. But you know what? He paid it anyway. Why did he pay it? I think he paid it so that the other people, they wouldn't take offense if somebody that wasn't paying their taxes. Somebody that was perhaps trying to take advantage of the people. You know, I understand the Queen of England and the Prince of Wales, there's taxes they don't have to pay because of who they are. But they pay tax anyway. It's a voluntary thing so that the people do not believe the Queen, the Prince of Wales, are taking advantage of them. And I think it's very gracious how the Lord, here he says in verse 27, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money, that take and give unto them for me and thee. Now, this is the most unusual way to find money in order to pay tax. But you know, Peter, he was a good fisherman, and he knew a lot about fish, and so the Lord told him to go, and we're going to do a little fishing here today. So, how many here like to fish? All right. One, two, three. Oh, here's a girl. Oh, these girls like to fish too. Oh, good. That girls and boys, oh, they like to fish. All right. That's very good. So,
I got to have somebody up here to go fishing. And okay. Here's fishing. Here's a fishing, okay? Anybody ever see a fishing line like this? Anybody want to try it? Okay, you like it? All right. Okay. Now we're going to try to reenact this now. Where's the fishing? Okay, so it's got a hook on it, right? Right? Look, this is swimming around. You see, on the lake, right? There he is. And he's just going all over the place as they feel and there, you know, he likes to swim. He's a nice little fish. You like this? Yeah? Good. So he's swimming right along. And you see that hook over there. There he goes. You see that hook, eh? He heads over to that hook. I'm not sure what he's on the end of the hook. No. Let's see this, okay? Can you fix it? You almost got him. Almost done. I don't know how long it took to catch this fish, but I'll tell you one thing. It was the first. Yeah. Okay. I'll help you. This is fine. Yeah. Lift them up so everybody can see.
Yeah, all the way up. Yeah, she caught it. I helped her, but anyway. Good job. Thank you very much. Oh, well, now here, you want to see if there's any money in this thing? Let's see. You have to turn it on. Oh, there it is. Hold it up so they can see. All right. Thank you very much. You did a good job with this. Now, the Lord Jesus told Peter, the first fish that comes is the fish for you. And it's exactly how he said it. And the Lord Jesus said there's going to be just enough money in that fish's mouth for me and for you to pay the tax. And I believe it was a stater. This happens to be a nickel. I'm not sure what size a stater would be, but a stater is 2 shekels. And a shekel, or I should say a stater is a shekel, and a half shekel is a drachma. I believe that's how that is. So, you know, Peter, he got the money in. As far as I know, he got the money in. And there was money for the Lord Jesus and for Peter. And just let me read this one more time. And you see, our time is up. The Lord Jesus said to Peter in verse 27, "Thou shalt find a piece of money that take and give unto them for me and thee." And so the Lord Jesus associated Peter with himself, and Peter, he relied on the Lord. Now, you know, if there had been $1 million in the fish's mouth, what do you think Peter might have done? Peter might have said, "Well, I think I'm going to go have a good time. I'll live my life the way I please. I got $1 million. I do whatever I like." But it wasn't that way. It was just enough for that particular need. And you know, that's how the Lord Jesus works. Sometimes we wish that we just had a huge accumulation of wealth so we don't have to worry about tomorrow. Well, we're not supposed to worry about tomorrow, because the fact is the Lord Jesus supplies our need one day at a time. Okay? So remember that. And he wants us to stay in dependence on him. And he will provide. So, may the Lord bless his word. That's what I had in my heart today. And I see our time is up. Now, boys and girls, I brought something in this case here. And what this is something you can put into the water. And these are, a lot of them are fish. You might find some things that don't look like fish. That's a starfish. It's still fish. You know what these are, right? You put them in water and they expand. It says they'll go up to 600% of original size. And when you take them out of the water, they shrink back to original size. So these are pretty neat. But every one of these have to do with the sea. And I tell you, I was blown away as I begin to consider what's happening under the water. We don't see that. I live close to the ocean. But you know, the psalmist said, "They that go down to the sea and they do business in deep waters." I forget the exact wording of that. These are the ones that see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. You know, I didn't quote that quite right. I believe it's Psalm 107. But I tell you what, you start reading about some of these creatures, it's absolutely amazing what's going on under the water. You know, where we live, we're not far from the Bay of Fundy, and they got these, what they call weirs. And it's like a big trap. And the herring come swimming by schools into these weirs. Big net. Then a boat comes with a suction hose and just sucks them right out of there. and taken to market. Well, I understand there could be up to 3 billion hearing in a school. You might say, how can they count like that? Well, they don't count them all like that. They just figure how many are in an area, and they know the density and so on and so forth. They calculate this. Over in the Caspian Sea, there, I understand, we've seen schools, one after another, not hearing, but mullet, 60 miles long, just huge schools. Well, you know, God is over all these ones that pass through the sea. Yes, He controls the fish, and He was able to control that little fish right over to where Peter was. And I trust, boys and girls, that this is the one that you have come to know as your Savior. Because on the cross, He gave His life. He shed His precious blood in order to cleanse your sins. And He loves you. He wants you. He died to redeem you. He wants you to trust Him. And we speak of His power and glory and creation. We look at the cross. We see His love pulled out. It's so wonderful. Why would anybody reject the Lord Jesus? I do. I feel so sad to think that there are many in the world tonight, or I should say this morning, that are without Christ. And they're just groping their way in the darkness. They're not happy. Pleasures of sin, only for a small time. But Jesus is the one who can satisfy the time and eternity. He saves and He satisfies. So let's just pray.